Boulder County officials released updated tallies yesterday of homes and businesses destroyed and damaged by the Marshall Fire. The number of burned homes now stands at 1,084, with 149 residential structures damaged. The fires also destroyed 7 commercial properties, with damage to 30. County officials estimate residential damage is just over $513 million. President Joe Biden will arrive in Colorado today to tour the destruction caused by the fire. Boulder County public health officials are urging residents whose homes remain intact from the Marshall Fire to follow essential safety guidelines when returning to their properties. Officials are warning residents not to disturb ash and debris from the fire. Caustic ash contains cancer-causing substances that, when inhaled, can damage internal organs. Officials recommend a tetanus vaccination for those who have not had a documented dose within the past 10 years, as there is a significant risk of getting tetanus when cleaning up after a fire. Health officials also report the county does not currently have air monitoring in or immediately downwind of the burn area and are urging residents to avoid physical exertion outdoors until officials deem the quality of air safe. Residents can view up-to-date information at BoulderOEM.com or BOCO.org/Marshall Fire. Colorado Common Cause, the League of Women Voters Colorado, Mi Familia Vota, New Era Colorado, and the NAACP held a rally yesterday marking the anniversary of the U.S. Capitol insurrection while calling for filibuster reform and passage of voter protection legislation currently stalled in the U.S. Senate. Eunice Brownlee from Common Cause said that the violence that took place a year ago proved how fragile our democracy is.
Unfortunately, January 6th was only the beginning. And elected officials across the country have passed laws, spread disinformation, and changed the rules to make what that violent mob attempted 1 year ago not only easier, but legal. The gravity of this crisis cannot be overstated.
Leaders from Common Cause and the League of Women Voters urged support for the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, Protecting Our Democracy Act, and the Freedom to Vote Act. Among the speakers was Matham Alsodude, a staff member for United States Representative Jason Crow, who read a statement on behalf of the congressman. The Denver Gazette reports a group identified as We the People had planned a rally at the Colorado Capitol later in the day to commemorate last year's January 6th attack, but the rally failed to materialize. The Regional Transportation District announced yesterday that the recent surge in coronavirus cases, along with the agency's worker shortage for bus and rail operators, technicians, and mechanics, are having adverse impacts on the agency's ability to provide scheduled service. The agency reports it has seen 77 COVID-19 employee cases spanning all facilities and operating divisions between December 15th and January 5th, the highest surge since the start of the pandemic. RTD officials recommend customers can stay up to date on service changes by signing up for service alerts through the RTD website. With their current contract set to expire this Saturday, Colorado Kings Super workers formally announced intent to strike. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The United Food and Commercial Workers, UFCW, Local 7 Labor Union, announced Thursday that their 8,400 Colorado workers will soon announce a start date for the strike in the coming days. The workers plan to strike for better pay and working conditions. The Colorado Newsline reports that the union has been in a heated contract dispute with King Soopers over a labor agreement, but now the talks have stalled. The union made the announcement following a near unanimous January 2nd vote by the union's membership to authorize a strike. The union said that workers will be paid $160 a day for picketing full-time and $80 per day for picketing part-time. Kim Cordova, president of UFCW Local 7, said talks to end what she calls is King Soopers' unfair labor practices that prevent grocery workers from securing an industry-leading contract. She feels that the grocery store chain continues to bring in record profits while its workforce suffers with low wages amid a skyrocketing cost of living. Representatives for King Soopers said that the company had offered wage increases, expanded health benefits, and signing bonuses as part of its latest offer. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Today's weather along the upper Metro Front Range includes highs in the low 50s for Denver and Boulder and a high near 43 for Fort Collins. Skies in the region will be partly sunny. Tonight, skies will be partly cloudy with lows in the 20s. The current temperature outside the Boulder studios is 30 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.